Blog Talk Radio.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. The scripture declares that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So I want you to get excited and declare that today will be the best day of your life. Hallelujah. Somebody celebrate it.
good evening. Good evening, my kingdom family, my sisters and my brother in Christ Jesus. We welcome you to Women Speak Now. I am the honoree tonight. Amen. Prophet Lisa Harris. I'm excited to see what else the Father has in store for you and me tonight. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord on tonight. Amen. I do give honor to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I give honor to the Almighty God on tonight. I give honor to the Prince of Peace. I don't know about you all on tonight, but he is my Jehovah and my El Shaddai. Come on, somebody. He is my provider, my God. I don't know about you all, but I'm just excited to see what the Father has in store tonight for his kingdom, man, kingdom women, kingdom sons, and kingdom daughters on tonight. Let's go into a quick prayer, and we're going to jump right into this word of God on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight. Listen to the voice of God. We come before you tonight, bow our head and humble heart. We come before you tonight as your daughters, as your sons, as your children, as your disciples. And God, we come and say, Lord, we thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues on tonight, hallelujah, it just wouldn't be enough. Because God, you kept us another Thursday night. Come on, somebody. So, Father God, since you kept us, we just want to embrace your presence. And Father, we say, hallelujah. We say, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven this night. Father God, you said, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So, Father, we thank you that we know it is your will because we're here. And God, whatever I say on tonight, hallelujah, you get the glory. I humble myself down upon the mighty hands of God. Come on, somebody. I walk in a spirit of humility on tonight. The Father God, that you will have your divine way. And I'll be extra careful, oh, my God, that you get all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. I do give honor to Pastor E, our kingdom brother, our Kingdom Night Network. We thank God for the man of God that he allowed the women to be able to come on this line. I thank God we got a brother that still believe. I believe in women. Come on, somebody. I thank God for him tonight that he yet saw the best in me. Woo, hallelujah. When everybody else counting me down, Prophet E said, I see something in Prophet Lisa. Come on, somebody. I thank God that he saw the God in me. Not about me, but he saw the God. He saw my spirit. And I praise God that we've been connected now probably like 3 or 4, 5 years. I can't remember, but I thank God for the kingdom connected. Come on, somebody. We build each other up. Kingdom-minded people, we don't tear down. Come on, somebody. But we build up. Can I get a word? Amen. Come on now, Ed. Can anybody say Jesus? It's the best thing in my life. Why you say that? Number one, he saved me. Come on, somebody. He delivered me. He set me free. Come on. Brought me out of the mighty mark and clay. Brought me out of my sin. Come on, somebody. My fornication lifestyle. Come on, somebody. He delivered my mind. Come on. He did so much for you and me on tonight. I can't tell it, but I want to ask a question tonight. Have anybody been redeemed? Not the hand of the innocent, but redeemed out of the hand of man, out of woman. Come on, somebody. Tonight, we all have been redeemed from something or somebody that tried to hold us in bondage. But the Bible said, who the Son set free is free indeed. And the word of the Lord say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on, somebody, tonight. I know we all can say, I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Come on, somebody. So somebody ain't come up to the enemy. Get people that we surround, our connection. Come on, somebody. We got to be careful in this thing who we connect ourselves, who we say our covenant partner, our covenant, or some people come to kill you. Ooh, my God. Hallelujah. The boss and the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. But God say, let it be life that will last. So we got not only the enemy, we got people that we surround ourselves with. Come on, somebody, that we go to church with. And they can be the ones that come and steal, kill, and destroy. But God say, you can't touch them or him because we belong to the kingdom of God. Come on, somebody. That's why in this season, due season right here now, We got to be extra careful who we connect ourselves with, who cover us, who is our leader. Ooh, my God. Everybody say they call of God apostles and fishers and pastors. The Bible said know them by the label. Know them by the fruit. Know them by their character. Know they tell. Know they good. And you better know them in the natural realm. Come on, somebody. Come on, don't get caught with all the elegancy because guess what? They'll get you in a big fuck trouble. Call me Lisa and I'm fine with there is a word tonight. As I was busy and doing things in the house this week, you know, I always say, God, what you got me for the people? I'm still waiting. Come on, somebody. Don't you know when we in a place, in a condition, when we condition our mind, renew our mind, transfer our mind, it won't take the Holy Spirit to drop down and say, this is the word. So I said, okay, God. So he said, tonight, on women speak now, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, speak on saying it's time now to break the chain. Woo! It's time now. Break the chain. Break the bondage. Come on. Break the handcuffs off of your mind. The battle is in the mind. The Lord said, tonight, tell the people of God, it's time to break the chain. Now, how can you break the chain if you are not in the right place, in the right position, if you're not anointed, if you ain't got no word in you, you ain't got no wisdom, no knowledge, how can you break the chain? The Bible says it is the anointing of God that come to destroy every yoke. Tonight, is the anointing on you? Do you got an oil on you? Do you got enough a spirit in you to break the chain? Not the power. The Bible says it ain't by my power, it ain't by my might, but it's by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit should be resting on us tonight that we should be able right now, come on somebody, to break, destroy the chain, the bondage, yoke. Come on. Ooh, some of us tonight, we with some people, they got a yoke around us. Oh, yoke is, baby, you in bondage. You can't go nowhere. Listen, I tell you to go. That's a bondage. Come on. The Bible says anybody walking with a spirit of controlling, a spirit of witchcraft. That's the word. But tonight, the Spirit of the Lord say it's time to break, destroy the chains, shackles, bondage. Ooh, in the book of B, Galatians say, who has bewitched you? Uh-oh. Now, see, that's a question. He said, who has you allowed to bewitch you? Oh, you started out well. You started out good, but somewhere you fell out. So you need to go back and say, who am I connected to? Who have I been surrounded? Who have I been praying with me? Who have been talking to me? Who have been spoken in my ear gate that caused me run the race? Wait, I'm doing real good. Come on, somebody. Real good. Praying, fasting, keep the face of God. Oh, my God. You know, I'm loving Jesus. And all of a sudden, I get to the point where I don't want to do that more. So the book of Galatians say, who has been with you? Woo! Check your surroundings. You better do an inventory. You better go back and say, I got to go back and see. There are some people in my life right now. I got to cut them off. Why? The Bible said they're going to draw you dry. You come on. If we are not talking about the kingdom of God, if our word is not exalted, if we are not edifying one another on the phone, you need to quickly check the phone line. Come on, somebody. Because, see, the conversation will be holy. Woo, when we talk about Jesus, the baby in your belly, and my baby will believe. What that mean? Bearing witness. So tonight, it's time to break the chain. How can you break the chain when you are not anointed? When you ain't got no spirit? The Bible say, once you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power from on high. Come on. How can you have power if you don't have the Holy Ghost? You need the Holy Ghost. And I'm talking about tearing. Come on. Ain't about, are your hands on my hand? Not me with all. Or you got, no. We need to return back to the altar. We need to call on the name of Jesus. We need to come seek him. Call on him until we be filled with the Holy Ghost, the real Holy Ghost. Come on. I'm talking about the keeping power. The Holy Ghost will keep you. It'll say, don't say it. Don't go left. Don't go right. Shut your mouth. Come on. That's the Holy Ghost. The real Holy Ghost, come on. You should be playing and plotting to get evil with somebody. But the Holy Ghost will say, but this is mine, says the Lord. I'll repay your adversary. You ain't got to fight. You ain't got to say a word. Come on. That's the real Holy Ghost. It will keep us. It will speak to us quickly. if your mind is all clouded up? How can you hear from God when you don't let all kind of things go through your mind? Come on, listen to the wrong music, watching the wrong movies on TV, you around the wrong people. You cannot hear from God. God says, get in that secret place. Psalms 91. Ha, moko chata. E kandela boche, kandela boche. Psalms 91 says he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. You mean you got to continue to dwell every day? You got to go in. Woo-ha. You want the anointing? You want the all? Baby, count the call. Come on, somebody. It's a prize for the anointing, for the oil on your life. You can't do what you want to do. You can't go what you want to go. Come on. The Holy Ghost say, you don't need to watch that. You don't need to go here and go there. Come on. But do we always obey the Holy Spirit? No. And we get whoa, because Holy Ghost don't spoke to you and me and told us don't do it. So if you want the power to break the chains over your life, you got to have the Holy Ghost. You got to have anointing. You got to have the oil. You got to have the power. You got to have the spirit. You got to read your word. The Bible said these times come through much faster and much prayer. When the last time you turned your plate down? Woo, shabba, ho, shaka. When the last time you laid before God? When the last time you seek God? God, I want the chains. I want to honor me now, God. So God said, you want to not seek me. Go in. Well, I promise you tonight, if you're ready for the chain in your life to be destroyed, out of your mind, out of everything in your body, I dare you to fast. I dare you to pray. I dare you to seek God for people in your life. You got to cut them off. Close the door. If you really want it. Now, if you're ready for the life of the chain to be broken off of you, how desperate are you? If we desperate, we must do desperate things. Woo, shout out. We got to change place, change position. We got to change some people that we connect ourselves with. Come on. The Bible says if your tree not bear fruit, what did God say? He going to cut it down. Woo, look around, who you connect yourself with. Do you see any fruit bearing? Bearing, T-H, that means continue to bear fruit. The Bible said, signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. Tonight, is any signs and wonders following you? Who follow you? That's good right there. Yeah, I got to put a period right there. Who follow you? Now, we say we are God's disciples, we God's daughter, we God's son. Oh, I'm anointed, I'm appointed, I'm ordained. So is it a sign and wonder? Is it a miracle taking place? Is it a healing taking place? It goes to the manifestation. There is deliverance taking place. The Bible said cry loud and spare not. Come on. Some of us scared to tell people the truth because we don't want to lose the friendship. You can't lose the friend, baby. You ain't never asked. If you love me, tell me the natural bone truth. If I don't get mad with you, it's okay. You obey God. The word kind of cut us. Woo! The word cut. Oh, my God. Tonight, the anointing in your life will destroy every yoke. Break every plan of the enemy. Jesus boldly declared that he was the Messiah. The anointed one. Come on, somebody. Now, if he's the Messiah, the anointed one, we said we are like God. We are like Christ-like. So if the Messiah says, I am the anointed one, we should say, I am the anointed one. Come on. But Satan is humble, humility. Don't say you're bragging and boasting, because guess what? You ain't got to say a word, because the Bible, the people going to see the anointing all on you in my life. We can walk in a room. Oh, my God. Walk in a room in dark places, and we can come in light to come in that room because we have the oil on us. We can walk in, we can shift the atmosphere. We can shift the service. Why? Because the oil is on me. Come on. It might be dead and dry in a place, but when you walk in that room, and the authority of the Holy Ghost, the oil is on you. The glory is upon you. You can walk in a room and you can charge the whole room. Shift. They'll be like, oh my God, what happened? You ain't got to say a word. Just continue to worship. praise him for what I do, and watch what God is going to do. The Messiah, the anointed one, the word anointed simply means to rub into or to smear upon. Jesus was smeared with the anointed, specifying the person, the presence, the power of the Holy Spirit. Who deafening the anointing as the anointed come destroy every burden, remove the yoke, destroy everything in your life, in my life, your children, your husband, your misery, the anointing come to destroy every yoke. Jesus ain't going to do it. Jesus said, why should I come down? For you say you represent me. You say, Jesus, you are my Messiah. So he said, if the all that represent on me is on you. So Jesus said, I ain't coming down. He said, for what? You got the word in your mouth. Speak and decree and declare at your mouth that the yoke, the bondage is being destroyed now in the name of Jesus. You ain't got to do all that speaking in tongues. Speak the word. Keep it moving. And what Jesus went, what did he do? He said, I spoke the word. He ain't wait on the sign and the miracle healing take place. He said, I'm going to speak the word. I'm going to keep it moving. Come on, somebody. That's what he did with Lazarus. Mary and Martha complained, telling Jesus, if you would have been here, blah, 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 blah. Jesus said, do you not know who I am? I am the Messiah. I am the resurrection. What did he say? Take me to the grave for Lazarus. Asleep, he ain't dead. They took him to the grave. What did Jesus say? Lazarus, come forward in the name of Jesus. Dear Lazarus, come forward. So when the last time you use that same power, that same anointing, that same Holy Ghost in you to speak to any dead, and you can command it to live. Resurrection. See, Jesus said, baby, if you ain't waiting on Easter Sunday, have a resurrection. You can have one every day. Come on, somebody. Come up out of that religion. Come out of being stuck. Come on. Stop saying, oh, we can't wait to Easter Sunday. What if you don't make it to Easter? What if God said, go now? Resurrect this person. What you going to do? You said, I'm anointed. I'm appointed. I'm ordained by God. And God has gave me. I know I'm anointed. When the last time? You put your anointing to use for the last time. You exercise your prophetic anointing in somebody's life. When last time you spoke life? When last time you heard from God? You heard from Jesus, and you know that was him speaking. What Jesus says? He said, when I tell my people to move, I need you to move quickly. Don't carry, don't wait, move. Oh, to some of us, we're still waiting right now. You're going to keep waiting. God said, I don't spoke. I don't came. But you, he said, I came, but you missed me. You know what? Because your spiritual ear won't append it to me. God gave me a word. Monday morning, walk in my guest room. He said, time to move and move quickly. I ain't have time to ask Jesus, is this you? Oh, my God, is you speaking to me, Jesus? Are you sure? No. My sheep know my voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. That's why in this season, you better get to know Jesus for yourself. You don't, some things, we don't need no confirmation. Some things, we don't need to be confirmed. If so, you still ain't going to believe it. You know what? Because you stuck in religion. You don't know the voice of God. You don't know when he's speaking. Because if you did, some of us would be further than what we is right now. Can I get a witness and say amen right there? We got to be real people to God. Come on. God said, I don't give you the power of the anointing to break the chains. Ain't no enemy, ain't no devil, no witch, no warlock, no Jezebel, no witchcraft, no hoodoo or voodoo. The Bible says in Psalms 91, it cannot come and die to where the place. Come on, somebody. A thousand fall at your right hand. Come on. A thousand can put what? To flight. 10,000 can put more to flight. How are you going to allow the enemy to put fear in you when he said, I gave you power and authority to tramp over the enemy? You can eat desert that. You can drink desert poison. It will not hurt you. When you got the whole armor of God, when you be equipped, you be know who you are. You can speak to that witch and warlock and say, witch, I know who you are. But I'm here to tell you, I got a word from the Holy Ghost. And say, no weapon formed against me shall not prosper. And every tongue that's against me, the Holy Ghost says, I shall condemn. You're not discussing the witches that are warlocks, no Jezebel, no witchcraft, hoodoo and voodoo. Who are you? You said, Messiah, I'm your daughter. I'm your son. So you, the oil is on you. When the witches roll out, see you, they should stop running. Oh, they should stop running. Either truth that they're going to get saved or they're going to run and do. So when we have the oil on us, you can walk in the room among your enemy. The Holy Ghost will show you who she is, he is, and that is. He will tell you and show you the color, the hair, how they're going to look. So you walk in the room, you should be out there prepared. Satan, the Lord, that God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I destroy any yoke. I destroy any plan. I destroy any witchcraft. I destroy the sister spirit. I destroy black magic. Burn the candle in the name of Jesus. I command you to flee not Satan in the name of Jesus. You say, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Satan, I know you in the house. Satan, I know you trying to torment my mind. But I decree and declare, you will not help my mind because I have the mind of Christ. I got a hold on to that God. So I might be able to stand against the enemy. That's what you know. You got it all on you. Give the devil back his word. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. How you going to resist him when you allow him to play with your mind? Come on. It don't work like that. How do we get the anointing? How do we get anointing? Oh, sacrifices. Crucify this flesh. Dying to the flesh. Dying to the things that we define you. Come on, somebody. When you want the look on your arm, you got sometimes you gotta walk by yourself. It'll be a long walk, but I promise you, you're gonna make it through. The anointing is a price that we have to pay. Come on. And sometimes the Holy Ghost says, stay home. Come on. When we single, we got to crucify the flesh. Come on, we human, we be craving desire. But you got some flesh? Tonight, come under control of the Holy Ghost. I command you, I kill the craving. It ain't happening. God said, lay hands on your body. Decree and declare your healing. Decree and declare your miracle. Decree and declare, by his stripes, I'm already healed. I might be got affliction in my body. But guess what? God, you said, I'm healed. It might not be happening yet. But continue speaking. Decree and declare, and watch God perform it. Some things we have to do. So people, God, tonight, wake up. Stop saying you're waiting on God. I'm waiting on Jesus, that baby. You're going to keep waiting. Keep on waiting. While you wait, I'm moving. Come on. See, he's looking for people in places and positions that obey. The Bible said, better obey God than obey me in a day. Uh-oh. Ooh. That's the word. He said, better than obey God than man any day. Okay, here we go. How do we get God's anointing? The scriptures say, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of Jesus. That's what he said. Now, when it's for all of us, it's still some things we have to do. Walk in the spirit that we might have to fill the flesh. Come on, somebody. We got to sacrifice. We got to pray. We got to fast. We got to see God constantly, daily. God, I want you to anoint me now. God, I want you to fill me with the Holy Ghost. God, I need your anointing power. And you said it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. God, when I mouth the word, when I pray the word, I want the anointing to flow out of my lips so that people can feel the power, the Holy Ghost, and they'll feel the anointing flowing through my lips of clay. God, you said the anointing comes to destroy every yoke. The anointing comes to heal the broken and the contrite spirit. Count the cost. Ooh, count the cost. You want the all? Count the cost. You want the all? Sacrifice. Want the all? The Bible says, who, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You want the all? Be willing, be obedient, sacrifice, do what God say do. You don't need man's approval. You don't need man's validate. If God said, I call you, I chose you in your mother womb, you were chosen by the word of God in your mother womb. He said, I formed you. He told Father Jeremiah that. So if we've been chosen by God and he wants the anointing, well, the all on us, count the cost. What you willing to sacrifice? What you willing to let go? If the people in your life, God said cuddle. If God said move quickly, don't tarry. Don't wait. You don't need it. No matter who, if God, Holy Ghost, said it's time for you to move and move quicker. I believe the Bible says, what are we going to do? We got to do it quicker. Ah, from y'all tearing. You tearing. And God said, I told you to move quickly. What you waiting on? We can't say waiting on God. God said, I came, gave you instruction. I gave you direction. I gave you a plan. I gave you what to do. You didn't carry it on without. Let's get to the word of God, y'all. I got a word for y'all. Prophet Isaiah 10 and 27. Let's see what the Lord God is saying unto us tonight. And it shall come to pass in that day. That day. So I'm asking for it. It's tonight, your night. It's Thursday, your day. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off of his shoulders and his yoke from off of thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing control. Now, if this was Prophet Isaiah saying tonight, he said the yoke, the burden. Some of us tonight carrying around burdens, we ain't got no business carrying around. Can I get an amen? Well, the Bible said lay every burden, heavy weight, lay it aside. Put it in the altar. We put it in the altar, pick it back up. Take it by water. He said, if the anointing shall be taken away from thy shoulder, and its yoke from off of thy neck. Yoke is a bondage. Yoke, somebody got something around your neck, my neck, and they had it. But he said, and his yoke from off of thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. How it's going to be destroyed? Because of the anointing on your life, my life. Amen. Again, he said it's going to be destroyed. The anointing come to destroy every yoke and come to set who? The captive free. He said, I have anointed you, appointed you, and a time is season like that. Got one more scripture. I'm almost done, y'all. I promise you I'm not a long-winded a preacher. I'm going to go to Exodus 28 and verse 41. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron and thy brother, and his son with him, and shalt anoint them, consecrate them, sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. Let me talk to these pastors and might be on the line tonight. Now here it is, Exodus, talking about the law of the servanthood. And I'm gonna be one more time. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron and their brother and his son. Wilton and shall anoint them. He's gonna anoint them first. He's gonna consecrate them. That means I'm gonna consecrate you. You can't do nothing until God says it's time for me to release you. Consecrate them and sanctify. Ooh. Sanctify them that they may minister unto me and the priest and the others. So what God said, I set you apart. We pastors need to start doing the same thing. We need to start getting a piece of paper to hold them in bondage, keep them up under them because they're a good tire play, good offering, good seed, paying your utility bill. Come on, somebody, paying your car payment, paying your house payment. We need to consecrate these people. Like right here with Aaron and his brother. See, we need to do the same thing. We need to consecrate them, anoint them, consecrate them, sanctify them, and then they may mess unto me, priest, officer, God said, I'm going to set you apart. I'm going to set you apart. Now, when the Holy Ghost get ready to release you, you're going to be well equipped because you have been sanctified. You have been consecrated. See, before we prepare a message, we should be what? Consecrate ourselves. Get ourselves prepared to bring a word to to the people of God. And when you will know somebody has spent time with God, the word gonna flow out of their mouth. The words of living water shall flow out of your belly. When you spend time reading the word, you spend time fasting, spend time praying, the word gonna flow. Come on, somebody. That's how you know people has been anointed. Now, I have seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. I have seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, which the Father has gave to me to share with you all from the amen. And the third gift of the Holy Spirit, the first one are wisdom. Ooh, we all need wisdom. Come on, somebody. We need understanding. We need counseling. And see, we all need that. Okay, I'm going to come again, y'all. Seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. I have wisdom, understanding, counseling, fortune, knowledge. I don't like to read. I don't like to study. How can you prepare an anointing message if you don't want to read? You don't want to study. You don't want to do research. See, knowledge comes from we getting into the Bible, reading the word. Don't be a reader, be a doer. Don't be a doer, allow the word to be like a sponge. Just go inside of us, and that word will stay enough to squeeze that sponge. That's knowledge, pity, and the fear of the Lord. Oh, my God, so you mean tell me out of the seven gifts, the last one, and fear of the Lord, yes. Know why? The Lord say, if you fear me, you'll respect me. If you fear me, you'll honor me. If you fear me, something you wouldn't be doing. If you fear me, something you will shut it out. The Bible said, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a love and a power and a sound mind. Come on, somebody. Pray for love, cast out all fear. Why are you fearing to face a man or woman when God don't gave you a word for them? How can you say, I can't do it? Now, I read in the Bible, so I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. So how is it you going to tell me, I can't do this? Hold on, sister, brother. Go back and read your scripture. I can do all things who Christ Jesus has strengthened me. I can't do it. And my power, but the Holy Ghost in me, now I can't do nothing, but the Holy Spirit in me, I can do it. I can do this thing. Come on, I can do this thing. Because you know what? You got the Holy Spirit in you. It's going to lead you, going to guide you to all truth. Ooh, that's good. Let me tell you something. We need to stop walking in fear. Women's men of God, stop walking in fear. Fear will cripple you. Fear will handicap you. Fear will paralyze you. Fear will face you hearing things, you seeing things, and fear will cause you to almost kill your own self. Fear is a deadly poison thing. How can you walk in love when you're walking in fear? How can you say, I know God put in me when you're walking in fear? God said, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but a love and a power and a sound mind. Cast out all fear. The devil is a liar. Fear is false evidence appearing to be real. What you saying? Baby, it ain't even there. When we got saved from the Holy Ghost, we should be walking in no fear. We should not be ashamed to tell anybody what the Lord says. One thing my scripture father said, he said, one to God, but God be great for anybody. I want you to say, the Spirit of the Lord allowed me to share this with you. See, we got to be careful. When we just want out of our mouth, don't say, well, this is what God say, and I'm going to obey God. No. They'll receive us quickly if we say, the Spirit of the Lord allowed me to share this with you. So now I'm very careful why I release out of my mouth. Number one, I'm going to go back to God and say, God, it's a time for me to release this word to Pastor E, Minister Terry, Virginia, Minister Carol. See, I'm very careful. I go back to the God and say, God, it's the time. It's the right season. See, God chose a word for somebody, but maybe you got to quickly release that word. You better pray, ask God, seek God. Seek godly counseling. If he takes his time, they're going to be in a place, they're going to be in a position, they're going to say, sister, I know you on point. The Holy Ghost gave it to me. That's how you know you're hearing from God. See, a prophet and a prophetess set aside for God, and God speaks to them directly. But at the same time, you still got to ask the Holy Ghost, do I hear you speak to you, give me a word? But God, it's the time we release this word. Sometimes we speak it out of season. We release the words out of season. Come on. That's why we need to see God first and ask God. God, when's the time for me to give his word? Don't be so eager to release the word. Come on. That's why he said tarry. Tarry means waiting. We need to learn how to wait and ask God, it's a time for me to release his word. Tonight, are you ready for the anointing? Are you ready for the oil? Are you ready for that Holy Ghost power? Ready for that dunamis power tonight that will destroy every chain, break every yoke, break every burden? Come on. Some of us tonight, people just handicapped around us, and we are afraid to release the word in them because we're scared they're going to judge us. Come on, somebody. We all got a past. We all ex something. Come on. But when we got saved, born again, God say, I do not remember that no more. So no matter who tried to bring about a pastor, yeah, that used to be me, but I am a new creature in Christ. I don't know her. I don't know him. All I know, Jesus Christ is my resurrection. Jesus Christ, he is my Messiah. All I know is I am a new woman, a new man in Christ. So you keep judging me. Keep talking about me, because all I'm doing is elevate. I'm elevate. I'm going up higher and higher and higher. These things come, baby, don't let it move you. So let them move out your place and your position. That's why it's so important that we know our surroundings, know who we're connected to. Pray, seek God for godly counsel. Don't get counsel from anybody. Come on, somebody. How can you tell me to be delivered when you ain't delivered? Oh, my God. You got to go through some stuff to tell me how you went through it and how did God bring you out of it. I don't need you to judge me. I need you to tell me your testimony. We overcame by the testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Come on, somebody. Tonight, in my closing, hallelujah, in my closing, are you ready for the real anointing? Are you ready for this anointing? That baby, it's gonna talk with you first. I'm like the real anointing. Gonna put you in check. It's gonna rebuke you. It's gonna chastise you. When it gonna tell you it's time for you to walk in the spirit. It'll tell you, you're walking in the flesh. You're walking your own understanding. I hear the word of the Lord say, trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding. All our way, if we acknowledge him, he will direct our path. Some of us, we're not seeking God. Some of us, we're not praying. We're not doing none of this stuff. We're doing our own thing. Come on, and that's why we shipwrecking. That's why we ain't got no followers. But tonight, do we got any redeeming people on this line? Have anybody been set free? I ain't talking about the enemy. I'm talking about for people that you connect yourself with that don't have you in bondage, have you a yoke around your neck. But the Bible says it is the anointing that destroys any yoke. Tonight I'm not about up on this line, but God freed me on Monday. See, I had to get free for some people. That was doing some things. Come on, messing with my mind. I couldn't do nothing strong like I want to, because all I know, I was in bondage, had a yoke around my neck. But how many that know the Holy Ghost to it come to set you free? Come on, somebody. We got to let him on our own self, and I command you to be redeemed. You got to speak to in a distance way, complete life. I command life after life. I speak, and I command you rise up. I follow that place. Come on. Don't let nobody be down and out and about. If we know the down and about, we ain't going to help them. Come on, somebody. How you say you love me when you won't help me? How you say you love me when you're talking about me? Come on. Tonight, kingdom minded women's and faces of God, let's rise up. Let's push each other. Let's encourage each other. Let's motivate. Don't tell me you got my back when you're standing me in my back at the same time. Don't tell me you love me because you're still talking about me. Oh, and number one, you are not number talking about your sister and your brother. You know the right of God, they scribe it. We didn't know how to shut the enemy's mouth. mouth. And I guarantee you, you won't get them on phone calls, get them on text messages, you won't get nothing. Tonight, my kingdom sisters and brothers, let's rise up. Let's support each other. I'm for real. Let's support each other. Love is what love does. In my last closing, Trinity Pastor E, I'm going to say this one more time. Tonight, are we ready for the real oil? Are we ready for the real anointing? Are we ready to give up? Are we ready to suck up? Are we ready to die? The Bible says, unless a seed go into the ground and die, it cannot produce nothing. Tonight, some of us need to die to some things that we've been holding on too long. It's time. It's time to cut it. Cut them, cut hamstrings. It doesn't matter. If you've been people for so many years and you're still in the same place where you started from, something wrong with you, not them. The Bible said the anointing flows from the head on down. But how can it flow from the head on down if the head is not anointed? Come on. You can't go too higher than your leaders. Now, if your leader is not producing fruit, if he's not bearing fruit, you just check and see what. You see it, but you're afraid to approach it. Ha-ha! Woo! My God! Tonight, people of God, do not walk in a spirit of fear. Walk in love. Watch God. Tonight, God want to shift us. God ready to elevate us. God ready to promote us. See, some of us already been promoted, and we still trying to go around that same mountain, that same foot. And God say, why are you going back to grade 10? Well, you don't pass 10. You know why? Because our mind has not shifted yet. The elevation, the already know king is here. So don't say, oh, God, elevate me. God said, baby, I did elevate you. He said, you stuck. That's why you can't go forward. So people of God, I pray this word had blessed you. It blessed me. It was a check for me. God had to check me this week. Come on, somebody. God had to free me this week. I had a yoke around my neck. Can I be real? I had a yoke on my neck. Want to move forward, but I was fearful. I was scared to move forward. And God say, why are you fearful? Man that chose you, man that called you, man didn't ordain you. He said, I did it. So I had to get that yoke from off of my neck. So tonight I'm free. I promise y'all I'm free. And I'm going to stay free. Amen. This time, come back and handle. Puffer E, it's in your hand, man of God. Bless you.
Oh, you always try to put it in my hands when it's still in yours. Well, you know, here's confirmation for you because one of my dearest friends that we really talk about issues that we should be talking about in the church, number one,
mm-hmm.
and I trust
mm-hmm.
him, he trusts me, and we have these early five in the morning conversations about what are we teaching the people of our church, right? And so now you come with a challenging prophetic word tonight. The first word that came to me when you were ministering was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, just a name. Most of us don't take advantage of it. Most of us don't use it to its ability, and we don't take advantage of its capability. It says that, you know, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess the name of Jesus. So if I call the name of Jesus, that should fix my situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
my first little hint in there. But here's secondly. Yeah. We were talking this morning, and we were really in depth. We were on fire in this conversation. And we were like, can we ask the question, is that why aren't you reaching people and bringing them to the Lord?
Oh, my God.
Why is not your testimony touching people so much that they're running to the Lord? Because he says if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him, and people still in their own situation. People still doing their own thing. But and this has to be a challenge for us. And if you're out there listening to us tonight, don't think we're bashing you or if the shoe fit, wear it, or if the rock is upside the head, get out the way. But are we really doing everything we're supposed to be doing?
That's a good question. That's a good question right
We
there.
Go to church on Sunday. We clap our hands. We hug each other. But what about your neighbor? Are you telling your neighbor about Jesus?
Oh, my God. That's good. Come on, Pastor E. Come on.
We challenged each other this morning that our messages to our congregations is going to be about, are you reaching the lost and unsaved?
See, that's good. That's good. Come
now,
on.
Are you healed? Because if you if you are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, you should be healed. You should be sanctified. You should be delivered.
Come on.
There shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But are you reaching the lost and unsaved?
That's the question right now. That's good. That's good.
Big question. At the end of the conversation, we started crying on each other. It said, we got
to
do better. We can really congratulate each other on our own works because we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't matter nothing if the people around you ain't doing it.
Ooh, that's good, my brother.
We might have lost some listeners. we might have lost some listeners at that point because one thing I'll share with you is the truth hurts, but the truth will also set us free because we all need to be doing more.
I'm in agreement with you 100%.
And
we can. No, it's
number one way. You said it just a minute ago, woman of God. You said the number one way is supporting each other. We don't support each other.
Come on.
We don't. We should be sowing into each other. We should be traveling to each other. We should be preaching for each other and allowing others to come preach. Now, I'll put it out there right now. Make it to California. You can come preach.
Amen. That's awesome.
Come to LA. You can come preach. I'll open up the pulpit for you. Just give me 2-week notice and we'll make it happen. But what God has really been telling me coming out of this pandemic is that are we going to go back? Are we going to try to go back to what we were doing, or are we going to do something different and really connect with each other, fellowship with each other, and hold each other accountable to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's real.
Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Come on, anybody else out there? I'm gonna release it there. Woman of God, awesome, dynamic.
Thank
you fired me up. I'm sitting there like, oh, okay. She want to go there? All right, I'm ready. Oh, woo, Jesus. Oh, she talking about women speak now. No, let's just the folks speak now. And you've done a great job just to fire it up. I know Pastor Terry is on hold for that. But I want you guys to know out there as you're listening is that it's as well as the importance it is for us, it's important for you too. When we say dial one, that don't mean you have to be a scholar. That doesn't mean you have to be in and preach 5 sermons. That don't mean I had to say this because Pastor Terry will tell you I had to say this. Before she dialed one, you ain't got to be educated. You ain't got to be ordained. You ain't even got to be going to church right now. And you can dial one.
That's good.
And share what God is putting on your heart because I know the word is moving. Pastor Terry, come on in. Women speak now and be heard.
Praise God. Good evening, beautiful family. I'm just over here all smiles and all giggles. My God, Prophetess Lisa, my beautiful sister, at the end, you know, Pastor E, she did say, let's rise up and support each other, one another.
Uh-huh.
And as you was ministering and speaking that, I was saying, you know, that's the thing. Everybody's doing something, so we're doing everything separate. When are we going to come together? Well, he wants one church, you know. And Pastor E, you said, are we going to come out the pandemic doing something? Not the same old thing, something new. We've been out the building. We've been out the building because the people in the building ain't what we need. We need the people outside the building. We need the people outside the building to know they have that church within them, that if we're on another shutdown, another lockdown, that we have that within us. But something new. I'm excited to Prophetess Lisa, because you said it's time. It's time to break the chain. My
yes,
God, as you was ministering, you just, 1 Corinthians 11:1, it just kept coming to my mind. Mm-hmm. It says, imitate me as I also imitate Christ. If somebody's mm-hmm. not imitating Christ, then you're following the wrong. It says, follow my example as I follow Christ. If you have a leader and they're not following Christ, and you won't know if they're following Christ if you don't get in his word. You have
you
to know, like
on.
You said, power
come
is
on.
Knowledge, the word of God.
Yes.
And like you said, you use one of my base scriptures, Philippians 4:13. I can, when the voices tell us we can't do this, we have to say,
mm-hmm.
My God has told me I
mm-hmm.
can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yes,
mm-hmm.
because our flesh will get weak. But, you know,
yes.
I always say, Lord over everything. Lord over
mm-hmm.
my mind. That's what you said. We got to lay hands on ourselves. We have to
yes.
prophesy to our own self, to our own mind. No,
yes, ma'am.
We have to tell the devil, you have no way up in here. Not today,
mm-hmm.
not yesterday, not ever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
Come
gosh,
on.
Prophetess Lisa. You lit a
hey.
Fire. Ooh, glory be to God. Break everything. Amen.
Yes.
I love you,
yes.
beautiful sister. And all the now
Amen.
Family. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Area code 334, last four, 1852. You are live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa. Good evening.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I bring you greetings from I Need Christ Ministries out of the way of Dothan, Alabama, to Cocoa, Florida. And then I bring greetings. This is Pastor Mary Edwards. And I thank God, amen, for this group on tonight. Amen. Prophetess Lisa asked me to join on tonight. Amen. As I was listening, and I'm laying up here trying to just keep calm my own self, Apostle, because when I say this is confirmation, the woman of God, my friend this morning, called me this morning, and we was talking about the same thing about the body of Christ. We was talking about the same thing, how God wanted us to go out there to the heads of the highways and to prepare his people to come. It's enough about
yes.
being in the church, but what about, and the woman of God just said, what about the people on the outside of the church?
Mm-hmm.
People are not worried about the souls no more. They worried about money. They worried about this. They worried about that. But what about the souls? And God is going to hold each and every one of us accountable for not doing what he said do. And that's how he said prepare his people to do what? Come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Come on.
And
come
so
on.
Therefore,
yes.
if we don't come into the knowledge of doing what God say do, he said the righteous are going to scarcely make it in. People thinking they're going to, because like you said earlier, they're going to be hooping and hollering and testifying, preaching and singing and all this and whatever. But guess what? He's going to say, depart from me. I know you're not sinners with iniquity.
Mm.
Because there's too much playing going on in the house of God. It's too much lollygagging. It's too much nonsense. But guess what? People are not being sincere by his soul.
Amen, sister. Come on.
And so I just thank God for that word on tonight because, oh, my God,
yes.
I came in kind of late because I got another phone call earlier, but I thank God when I got in just in time. I got
Amen.
In just in time.
Just in time. Yes, hallelujah. Just
and,
in time.
And Apostle, and I agree with you 100%, and we was also talking about a fellowship. People only want a fellowship when it benefits them.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't want to fellowship to do what God said do. We're supposed to come together in unity. We know we're supposed to be helping to one another. But if I only benefit you, that's the only reason why you want me to come fellowship with. But it's time for you to fellowship with me. There's no, there's no, it's all these excuses.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
when are we
like
going to be about God's business?
That's when we open the door of the church.
That's
people,
mm-hmm.
People want to open a situation that people join instead of opening it that people come.
That's
it.
Come on.
Listen to that.
Come
listen
on.
To that. They want to open a door that you join instead of just open the door for you to come. There's
That's
always a stipulation. There's always a prerequisite
on
to coming into the house of God when the purpose of bringing people into the house of God is that they can know who he is.
That's
yeah.
right. That's
yeah.
right.
That's
yes,
good.
Lord.
Right there. That's real good.
That's it.
Yeah,
oh
my it's
God.
Time for us to open those doors up, and if we haven't grown and excelled in anything else during the season
mm-hmm.
of closure, of the season mm-hmm. of unknowing, we better know that mm-hmm. God is real, and you better tell somebody about him.
Come on, come on.
I stand here today because he's real. I'm living proof that he's alive. So,
and I am. That's it. That's it. My God.
Yeah, so we got to join. We got to connect. And we got to continue to expand. It's enough room
that's
for
it.
Everybody. Most people think that you know, it's all about me. Well, it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's about God.
That's
it's about
it.
God.
That's what it's about.
And the kingdom. Come on.
That's it.
So I'll say this. We can start right here. We ain't got to wait for the rest of everybody to get around. We can start right here like we already been doing. I mean, we've been having church out. We planted a church in the beginning of the pandemic. We've been outside. And I live in California, so I have an advantage. But we've been outside the whole year and a half, 2 years, of just, you know, sharing the word, feeding the people in need, and
that's
preaching
it.
The gospel.
That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm,
that's
good.
It.
So
that's
we join in
right
together,
yes,
and
God.
We do that. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Woman of God, God bless you for joining in tonight.
Amen. God bless y'all. Thank you.
Evangelist Virginia Valentine, come on in. Let's talk. I mean, not let's talk. Yeah, well, let's talk Jesus on Women Speak Now.
Oh, my God. Gracious. Oh, God. Women Speak Now. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Top of this, Lisa.
Yes, my dear.
Let me give you a shout out, my sister.
Go ahead, my
sister.
I said
a shout out. Awesome word.
Thank you.
Sister, let me tell you something. This word dropped right down out of heaven.
Wow, I appreciate that.
It dropped right down out of heaven. And if Jesus have anything for me up in heaven, like you say, I lift both of my hands and I tell them to drop it down and I receive it right now.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Let it drop down on me now.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because you talk and you said so much. You talked about bondage. Change is broken. And you know what came to
come on.
Under the
come
Ushaya.
On.
You know,
come on.
When you talked about change being broken,
mm-hmm.
this scripture came to me out of Acts the 16th chapter, verse 25,
mm-hmm.
talking about Paul and
mm-hmm.
Saul.
Mm-hmm.
When they was beaten and thrown in jail, and in that jail cell, called them in the dungeon, they was put in or under dungeon or in a dungeon. They was in a place of filth, muck and mire. They was in a place of just stink, just everything. But they never said anything about where they was at or what was going on, about how the place seemed, how it smelled. All they said, what we going to do? Silas looked at Paul, and he said, Paul, what we going to do? And Paul said, Silas, what we going to do? And guess what they started doing?
Mm-hmm.
They started to pray. They pray.
Mm-hmm.
They sing. And they give praise unto God.
Mm-hmm.
They pray. They sing. And they gave praises unto God.
Mm.
And when you talk about the chains being broken, that's when the chains begin to, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Chains start falling off.
Mm-hmm.
Because they was in chains. Their feet and their hand was in blocks. They were chained so they couldn't get out. But when they started singing unto God, the chains began to break. They began to fall off. Doors began to open. And if we go into prayer and praise and sing it, doors go open for us, y'all.
Yes.
Doors go open for us.
Yes.
And we could come together. You talked about coming together, connect together, coming together. The only way we're going to come together tonight is in unity.
Unity.
If you take the word unity.
That's the word, Mother. That's the word, Evangelist. Come
on. Unity. It's Evangelist, my sister. Unity.
Yes.
Unity.
Amen. That's what we stand on one accord. And really,
yes.
I mean, really stand on one accord, not just talk the talk. My sermon from Sunday was, it's not what you say, it's what you do.
You can say
all you want to say. You can say you down with me. You can say you can say you ride with me. Come on, Jesus even called them hypocrites. He said they praise me with their mouth, but they are far from me with their heart.
Yeah.
See,
we
got to be more. We got to treat each other like
Hallelujah.
That.
Yeah.
We got to be more spiritual with each other. Not just because you look good, not just because you can preach good, not just because
Come
you
on.
Have a nice bar or house, but because the Bible said, judge the spirit by the spirit.
Yeah.
I have to know you spiritually. I don't have to meet you personally to invite you to come minister on Women Speak Now. I ain't never met Lisa Harris personally in my life. But by the spirit, I was confirmed to open the door. I've never met Evangelist Virginia one-on-one, face-to-face. But God said, no, the word confirms itself.
My God.
If we all did that, do you see how big this network could be?
That's it.
I'm doing it. But if we all did it, just think about how big everything could be going.
That's right.
Why are we so lacking, Because we ain't supporting each other, and we're not utilizing the avenues we have. Yeah.
You know what, man of God,
really
it's a lack of love.
Woman of God, let's be real. It's selfishness. It's not. I think we love each other, but because everybody wants to be the one to say, I made it, it's selfishness.
That's it. Woo, come on.
We got to get back to humility. Humbling ourselves.
Come on now. We know.
That's
we,
it.
I know you.
Check this out. We love each other.
You love me. But you want TVN to call you your phone before you want to call me.
Come on, Lord, you love me.
Look, we tell each other all the right things. But do I really want you to get better than me? Because it's supposed to, that I'm really supposed to want better for you than I do myself. We'll be on here all night, but read verse 5 of Philippians 2. Read verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. 5 says, let this mind, but the mind of Christ was being able to think better of someone else than yourself, was to truly believe in other people. And to give love when love wasn't even deserved.
We were on the broadcast
of the day, and I told my granddaughter, I said, the biggest thing is you got to love your enemy. She stepped up. She said, huh? I got to do what?
That's right. That's it.
Yes.
Turn the other cheek.
You got to turn the other cheek. You got to love your enemy, because if you love your enemy, you know now you're loving like God did.
Love is an action word. Don't tell me. That's it. Put it in action. Yes, ma'am. Praise God. Now, we're gonna close here.
Because this will really kick us off. I don't want you to love me. Because Jesus said, love me and feed my sheep.
Come on. Praise God.
It ain't about me. It ain't about you. It's about the Jesus about in you.
Kingdom.
I love.
His kingdom.
That's right. It's about the death.
Yes. Hallelujah.
If we really got around each other and start spending some time, we'd be like, oh, I really don't like him. Oh, I really don't like her. But I like the Jesus in you. That's why it don't matter if I ever come to Alabama and meet you, or you come to California and meet me. We are now connected spiritually because of the love of God.
That's it. My God. Thank you, Jesus.
But in closing, on the closing, we can all do better. We are still not doing enough. And I start with
you
me.
You're right. You're right. That's true.
I can still
that's
do
true.
Better. I can still go harder.
That's right. That's
I can still
true.
Go harder. I can still that's I can right. still reach more.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yes. And if you know me, I got the videos and the pictures that anybody would say, oh, he's doing a great job. I can still do better.
That's it.
I
we
will
all
do
can.
Better.
That's right.
Now.
That's it.
And we all can do better.
I
yes,
will
ma'am.
Do better now.
And
now
I will do better.
We do better.
Prophetess, as you pray us out of here tonight, pray us out of here with the do better spirit.
Amen.
Pray for us. I'm lifting my hands because I want to receive this prayer too. Pray for humility on us. Pray for submission on us. Pray for
Amen.
Deliverance
Pray.
On us. That we leave here different than we've ever been.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, by the name of Jesus, we come before
yes,
you once
Jesus.
Again. Father God, we're praying tonight. We
thank
give everybody's input, but all the input, if we're not going to be
thank
doing,
you, Lord.
We're not debate, we're not going to do it. It's just insanity. But Father God, we pray tonight in the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Ghost of fire fall on each one on this line tonight, even the ones that not say anything. I'm praying tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let us come together in unity. Let us support each other. Let us pour into each other. If God says send $1,000, $100, let us do it quickly, God. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying tonight, God, that every change has been destroyed, every yoke of bondage has been destroyed tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, you said go to the hedges and the highway and compel them to come. You said go and speak to dying women and men for God. They wait on us tonight. I command we be awake. I command every gift in us tonight, let it operate in humility. I'm praying that the fire of the Holy Ghost will fall on us tonight. And I ask the Holy Ghost of fire, go inside of us right now, God. Begin to bring anything out of us that we allow to hinder us. We allow us to be delayed. God, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying tonight right now in the Holy Ghost of fire. Break the chain. Break the yoke. Break the and the hindrance, oh God, in the soul ties, in the bondage tonight, be disconnected in the name of Jesus. We're going to learn how to push forward. The Bible said, forget the thing behind you. Press to mark of the hot cold.
Yes, Jesus.
And let the Holy Ghost of fire fall on us now. I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, send your fresh wind of glory. Send your fresh wind of fire. Send your fresh anointing. I command the glory to fall on us tonight. We all be refilled. We all get refilled tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare our mind has shifted. Oh, my God. Our spirit has shifted. Our body has shifted. Our soul has shifted. Everybody's shifting tonight. We're all going up together. Come on, somebody. I ain't going to leave you down. I'm going up. You're going up. You to me. I got you by your hand. I'm going to push. I'm going to push. He kind of all shaking. The Bible said, pray, push until something happens. We're going to level each other. We are no longer talking about each other. We're not putting up with that. Tonight, oh, my God, Coco, she came out all shaking. The midwife is here tonight. Oh, my God, Coco, she came. Her Shakur, the other all shaking. The water has been broken. Now it's time to push. Woo, Shako, Kuki, Ki, Lando, all shaking. I decree and declare. No more line of dormant. I decree and declare. No more dry season of our lives. We will rise up and build by our Father's business. We have no more to waste. We're going to talk about it. We're going to do about it. And we're going to be about tonight. The Holy Ghost is going to instruct us where to go, where to go, how to go. He's going to tell us who we need to come in with, who we need to disconnect. Tonight, I pray now that the peace of God rest upon your people. I decree and declare elevation is coming. It's coming. I decree and declare for Pastor E, those are open up for the man of God. I decree and declare that his ministry is already nationwide. I decree and declare that you, God, you're going to bless him indeed and love his territory and love his borders. And God, you're stretching him tonight. Ooh, God, we all need to be stretched. Scratch us. Scratch us tonight, God. tonight and wait on nobody to come and push up. You got to push yourself tonight. Come on, somebody. You got to know who you are. Know your purpose. You are created to succeed, and you destined to win. I decree and declare, you are in your winning season right now. Keep pushing. Don't stop now. Woo! Kneel my feet on the wall and watch what God going to do. I promise you, there's a change. There's a shifting, elevation. Woo, my God. Pastor E, hear the Holy Ghost say, oh, my God, I know you. Your ministry is being scratched. The Lord said he enlarged your territory. He enlarged your border. He blessed you indeed. God said you get ready to go to different countries, nations. They waiting on you. You are a miracle preacher. You love people. You don't judge them. You just like they are. God said get ready, man of God. Elevation. I hear Pastor Mary call you an apostle. I don't know how you, I hear them say apostle. Woo, I caught that. Time for Pastor E to be elevated. Elevate. Elevation coming, man of God. I promise you, watch
God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
God, he's going to bless you. Ooh, I see it's happening nationwide. Amen. I decree and declare, everybody was last night, that we are in the overflow right now.
In the name of Jesus.
And we are no more waiting. The Lord say, walk now in your season. It is your due season. Don't allow yourself. Don't lie to nobody. If you're about a ministry, if they ain't pushing you, you better disconnect. Cut it, cut the cord. I promise you, you better move. Because you're gonna be left behind. The song said, if I don't make it in, it ain't nobody's fault but mine. So y'all be blessed. I love you all. And thank you again, Pastor E, for allowing me to bring forth the word. I appreciate you.
Amen.
For
them. Amen.
My son, I love all of you all, and thank you again, man of God, and y'all be blessed in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you.
You deserve my worship.
Yeah.
You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Adoration
and glory. It belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. Goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. I just want to thank him for saving me. Oh,
you deserve my worship.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory.
Adoration and glory.
Yes, it belongs to you.
Belongs to you always.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh,
you deserve
my worship.
And you deserve belong.